listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, kids and gannies and cats and gators, to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia, broadcasting through the facilities of People's Internet Radio and being simulcast on shakeandwakeradio.com. As I always start out my shows, guys, we are viewer-supported stations. I know that either station could appreciate any kind of help that you can donate. I know things are a little bit tough, but a lot of work goes into bringing these stories and stations to you and these programs to you every week. So if you appreciate it, try and reach into your pocket and throw a couple bucks their way. I know they'd much appreciate it. Always like to start my shows off by thanking my producer, Steve, because I always forget at the end to thank him for doing what he's doing every week and putting up with me. And I also want to welcome to the show any government agencies, FBI, Facebook listeners, CRA, Canadian Revenue Agencies, any agencies that happen to be tuning in and listening to the show today, welcome to the show. It's always great to start off 2021 with one of my best friends and a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of doing shows with for years. Of course, I'm talking about the Duracell Bunny, or more commonly known as Roger Landry. Welcome to the show, Roger. And is there anything going on down there in the States that we need to know about right now, buddy?
First thing I want to tell the audience is I want to nominate Steve for sainthood.
For putting up with me?
Okay.
I'll fill in the blanks.
You can take that any way you want it. I mean, you know, I didn't say that. All right. Your question is there anything going on in the United States? And let me explain that to you very, very succinctly, very quickly, and to the point. No, everything is going on in the United States right now. If you can imagine it, if you can put a really, really big, poof, ridiculous stamp right on it, it's happening in the United States. If it involves sedition, if it involves treason by people you've been led to believe are your leaders for the last, I don't know, some of them have been in Congress for 40 years plus. Okay, it's happening in the United States. If they can convince a large enough population to hide in their homes and cower down from a disease that has never even been isolated in a laboratory and destroy the entire middle and small economies. It's happening in the United States. If you can think of anything more ridiculous, anything more treasonous, anything more seditious than the mainstream media and what we call the deep state or the career politicians, then I'd like to know what it is, because that's probably happening in the United States. How's that for an opening there, my friend? And yes, it's always great to do a show with a good friend to open the year.
Well, you know, what's going on down there is being mirrored around the world right now.
Yes, Roger,
but the United States is, like we've said many times in shows, the United States is kind of the pillar that has to come down first. And once it falls, the rest of the world will fall in place, and we have to stop that. We're at a pinnacle right now. We're either going to win this or we're going to lose it, and losing is not an option. So to say that things could get crazy here in the next little while. I want you to weigh in on what you think is going to happen here on the 6th, what's going on with Pence, what's going on with Roberts, the whole shaboggle down there. It's so much going on, it's hard for me to even begin to keep up with it. But well, so much information coming out.
You started this off by laying a foundation, okay? So let's expand on that just a little bit first, all right? If you take a look at what's going on in the United States right now, this is not something that started yesterday. It isn't. This is something that has been going on for, I would say, at a minimum since the end of World War II. And why did you say, yeah, but the United States has got to go down first? And that's exactly what was stated. It was stated that the United States had to be taken to its knees first. Why? When the cowboys of the world go down, unequivocally, when they fail, who is left on the planet to step up and say, okay, it's my turn, try me? No. And this is exactly what you're looking at right now. You're looking at the United States being in the crosshairs of what? Being in the crosshairs of the return of the mutated virus that's twice as strong and twice as virulent and is going to kill twice as many people unless you lock yourself down. Okay? What you're also looking at is the biggest theft in any election in U.S. history, recorded. What you're also looking at is a political party that is buried so deep into this as to, as I stated in my opening statement, be seditious and may even be treasonous. What you're looking at right now is there a mechanism for we the people to come out of this without a major, major disruption in this country. And I don't know how much of that will have to do with violence and how much of it won't. But I would state that it is to the benefit of the deep state to have us fighting each other. So I wouldn't even count out, especially somewhere around the 6th or whatever, some sort of a false flag event. And if you don't think that all of us who may be involved or all of those who are making that trip to Washington, D.C. are not aware of this, I need to ask everybody listening for just a second, step back and look at the big picture. I want you to tell me how many deplorables, that's what we're calling ourselves nowadays, how many deplorables have burned, pillaged, smashed and destroyed cities across the United States over and over again, only to be arrested and then turned loose with no charges, no fines, no nothing. A lot of them having been piped in from out of state to commit these atrocities they got off scot-free for. How many of them were conservatives? How many? I would dare say that there's going to be several million Americans, and I still may be understating this, in Washington, D.C. on the 6th, and they will have a message. And they will, check this out, they will even clean up after themselves. Yeah, most conservative gatherings, these people tend to literally clean up after themselves. They don't burn your houses down. They don't destroy your business. They don't make you so fearful you won't come out of your house. They even pick up their litter. What we're looking at right now, Barry, is an awakening in this country, the likes of which, and a patriotic movement, a groundswell that we haven't seen since the beginning of World War II. We haven't seen that in this country since the beginning of World War II. And at that point, okay, we are looking at this spreading really. Now, if you end up with 2.5 to 3 million, and I'm not counting that out, okay, people going to this Trump rally and all of this being on the up and up, and Trump has already stated he's going to be there. And you see gatherings across the country of people who couldn't get there, do you think it's going to send a message?
Well, Roger, it could erupt into civil war. You know that, and I know that. That there's stuff going on right now that I really have, like, I'm having a hard time comprehending it all because of this. What's going to happen this week in Washington? You know, we're all kind of sitting on pins and needles right now that we don't know, you know, who's going to turn on who until possibly the last moment comes.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of questions being asked right now and a lot of people sitting on pins and needles. Like I've said many times, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about right and wrong. This is about the Constitution. This is about freedom against absolute all-out tyranny, which will happen if Joe Biden was ever to take control of the offices of the presidency in the United States of America. You would lose your country in a couple of years. So we know that can't happen. We know that there's going to be every move made possible to stop that. What's going to play out this week has got me kind of scratching my head. Lots of different scenarios.
Talking about Pence?
Yeah, Pence. I want your thoughts on that because, you know, Roger, I'm hearing so much different information, right? And some of it's coming from sources that you kind of think are a little bit reliable, and then you hear other stuff. It's just believe? What do you believe right now?
Look. Trump is very much aware of this, and anybody out there who believes that if he was even considering that Pence was going to stab him in the back, that Trump wouldn't already be talking about it or making hints about it. We're talking about Trump here, okay? You ain't heard nothing from Trump about Pence, all right? So that's your first clue. Your second clue is Pence literally doesn't have to do anything but turn it back over to the states. He does have the power to do that, okay? To turn it back over to the states to make that decision, in which case you basically have the 12th Amendment whereby you have one vote from each state, and we know that we have a majority of states that are red in this country. So this is, as far as I'm concerned, that's the bottom line for all of this is going to be the 12th Amendment. It really is. It's going to boil down to that. I honestly believe it is. There's a lot of people out there that say Pence has the ability to accept some ballots and not accept some ballots. That's just absolutely insane. Why would he have that power? That makes him a dictator. That makes him an authoritarian. That makes him, okay, you scratch my back, I'll pick your ballots. Okay, yeah. No, that's not what his – but what he has the ability to do is turn it back to the states and allow them to make the decision. And if he does that, guess what, people? You have a Trump victory. This is – now, you've also got – remember that you've got people who are basically supposed to be the leaders of the SCOTUS in this country, okay? The Supreme Court. You have people who are supposed to be leaders who have literally been found to, and it was exposed to the world, discussed ways to keep Trump from being reelected. Have literally bullied freshman SCOTUS members into not voting for the Texas case. Literally telling them, you know what? I don't want to hear anything else from you. This is the way it's going to be. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're taking a look at everything here, it still boils down to the 12th Amendment. It still boils down to Pence's ability to kick this back to the states, which is the best thing that could possibly happen for Trump at this point.
Right.
Now, it could get even more fun than that. And these are the things you're hearing about, but nobody's explaining everything or how they tie in. Okay? What could happen is that between now and a few days from now, these states could decide, their legislatures, that they were robbed, that they were ripped off. That what the administrations in their states did, their governors, their, it doesn't matter. What was done administratively is against the Constitution. That authority lies solely with them. Okay? And they could decide, you know what? We are going to send our slate of electors, because constitutionally, that's the way it is. Now, what you're hearing a lot of out there is, what does Trump do if there's two slates? Okay? When I say this is going to end up getting kicked back to the states, which Pence has the authority and the ability to do, that solves all of this. And it comes down to, are you a red state or a blue state? Vote. So but that, all the crap you're hearing out there is all true, except that you're hearing pieces, isolated snips. Nobody wants to step back like you and I do every time I come on your show and put the dots together, connect them.
Well, you know, I've been looking at all the information and the evidence of fraud here in the last 3 weeks, Roger. It's beyond anything that could ever, you know, is this really happening? Is this actually still being contested?
Stop. I'm going to tell you why. That's a brilliant point, and I have to interject something right here. You couldn't have laid the groundwork better. The biggest, most seditious entity in this country today is the media. Supposedly the fourth branch of government. Supposedly that's the way we were supposed to look at them. Supposedly they were to keep the others in check by keeping we the people, the true sovereigns of this nation, informed. It's not happening. So what you're seeing right now, and I'm already getting hints of this, and I'm already having back channel information come to me, is the mainstream media starting to panic. They're starting to panic because once Trump is back in that office, or hasn't moved out of that office, but stays in that office for the next 4 years, if you don't think he's not going to crucify them, oh, wait a minute. He's already been crucifying them. He's going to freaking annihilate them. And he has every right to do so, because everything that's going to come out, and you want to talk about what's happening on the 6th. This is the biggest thing that's happening on the 6th, is that not only is Trump going to be available, but the presenters at that combined House of Congress and the Senate, the presenters Trump has promised are going to give irrefutable evidence, proof to the entire American people. You know damn right well, mainstream media is not going to fail to air this. If they do, they're committing suicide. They know that. What is going to happen is every single judge out there has refused to see, because they know what's going to happen to their career if they vote the way they should, or excuse me, if they decide the way they should. Okay? So they don't even want to see the evidence. At this point, on the 6th, you're going to have all of this evidence in a synopsized form with available books sitting right there that he can hand to everybody. And they are going to give the American people all of the proof that the mainstream media has been screaming doesn't exist. Why do you think the mainstream media is panicking now? I can tell you again if you want to listen to the whole thing again.
Well, they're definitely going to be wearing a lot of egg on their face as far as I can see. Yes. But that would be an understatement, and so they should. They should actually all be taken out and tried for treason, because that's what they've been perpetrating on the American people. It's the biggest arm of the government. We see the same thing here in Canada, where our CBC, our taxpayer-funded, paying for these guys' salary is completely biased to government, and are only doing and reporting what the government wants them to report. We're dealing with the same situation up here. They're the biggest enemy of the people, and we could correct that. If we could get a hold of the mainstream and actually get this information out to the people, the real information, boy, you'd see some riots in the streets, my friend.
Oh, wait a minute. Would that be anything like Zuckerberg, putting $350 million of his own money into the Democrat races?
No, nothing to see there. Nothing.
That's just 350 freaking million.
That's chump change to Zuckerberg. We know that. Yeah, okay, well, I call him Zuckerberg because it sounds more like the Nazi that he is.
I call him Zuckerberg because he basically sucks. Anyway, did I say that on – yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, you can say that. You can say
yeah,
that.
Well, all right, let me retract nothing. Okay, so hold on a second now. What we're looking at on the 6th is – and Trump has stated this several times already. He said, wait for the 6th. Massive evidence. And when Trump says something twice, he means it. But he said massive evidence four times. Okay, I'm telling you that everything that has been turned away by every court, all the way up to and including the Supreme Court of the United States, will be heard by the American people on the 6th. And at that point, you are now on the record as going against the will of the people if you decide you're going to let this stand. I have a question for everybody listening to this, and it doesn't matter whether you're in Canada or the United States, because if you think your elections are sound in Canada, we can do a whole show on how that ain't the truth. And who the hell got reelected? I'm telling you right now, if this stands, especially in what was supposed to be the freest, law-driven nation ever to exist on the planet, if this stands, anybody who goes out to vote in the future is a hypocrite.
Absolutely. Well, we know the last election in Canada. There's more and more evidence coming out every day, Roger, about how it was rigged for Trudeau. And I'll tell you, that man is the most hated person in Canada. My question is to Canadians, why is this guy still running free? Because he's outright come out and stated to the Canadian public what his intentions are as far as the Great Reset, that he's totally intending to destroy our sovereignty, destroy our country, and yet the guy's still walking free. We don't have a mechanism to even come after this guy for outright treason right now in our country, Roger. And yeah, that drives me nuts. He's going to go down with a lot of other people, I believe, in the very near future, because his name is tied in with some pretty interesting individuals around the world. Go ahead.
How much Chinese military did he have on Canadian soil training them?
I could go on and on, Roger. I could literally go on for 20 minutes about what he's done to Canada. And the problem with Canadians is that they're so apathetic that Canadians, unfortunately, have had it so nice for so long. They don't really know. They're going to know very shortly, but they really don't know what turmoil is in their country. We've had wars, but we've always gone overseas. But now the enemy is inside the gate in Canada. Canadians are starting to wake up to it, but very, very slowly. And at this point, we really need to accelerate the awakening here in Canada, because Trudeau is absolutely giving our country away to the Chinese Communist Party in multiple ways. And Canadians are asleep to it, or either that, or they're just willfully ignorant. They just don't want to know. And I kind of tend to believe that Canadians, a lot of them, are willfully ignorant. They just don't want to hear it. They've got their own little problems in their own little world. They're struggling to survive, and they don't have time to deal with that. But that's the most important thing I think people should be looking at right now. Roger, go ahead.
If you stop to consider everything you said is happening, except it didn't happen at the same time in Canada. Your election oopses happened. Then COVID happened. Then lockdowns happened. In the United States, it was like somebody opened a door and threw three or four hand grenades in and slammed the door. Mm. Okay? They all went off at the same time. We had political tyranny. We had COVID-19. We had all of this crap hit at the same time. We had the Biden laptop. We had the end of the Russian hoax with Trump. All of this happening at the same time. Again, you got to take the cowboys down. What most people fail to understand is the same reason why, okay, Hirohito asked Yamamoto after they had attacked Pearl Harbor, he wanted him to attack California. And for the first time, an admiral looked at a Japanese emperor who was considered to be basically a god and said, no, And after a major gasp from the entire court, he explained himself to the emperor. He said, "I cannot do that, my emperor, because I fear if I do, there will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass." This is what was said. Right now, as I said, basically at the beginning of the show, I am witnessing, and America is witnessing, the biggest mass awakening this country has seen since just before World War II. Don't take my word for it. There's 700,000 people living in Washington, D.C. Listen to me. It's a little bit more, maybe as high as 725,000, but it's barely over 700,000. On January 6th, that number is going to triple or quadruple. And I may be underestimating this. And not one single one of them, okay, I can't say that because some of them live there. But the migration will have been all conservatives and independents. What you are looking at is those who couldn't make it doing things in their towns or in their state capitals. What you are looking at is a conservative and independent awakening across this country that is absolutely shaking the foundation of this country, and not in a bad way. It absolutely had to happen. Americans are just like the Canadians. The way you described it was perfect, Barry. Most of them have had it way too easy for way too long. And they have been, ignorance has been forced down their throats. Our history books have been rewritten. We're no longer even called a republic. Even our congressmen and senators call us a democracy, which is absolutely not true. What we are looking at is right now, the awakening I see going on, and I'm going to tell you that it's not months, Barry. It's not even weeks. It's days before you start to see this happening up north, especially after we see when Trump, okay, is legitimatized for the next 4 years, you're going to see people deciding across this planet that it's time to step up, stand up, and do exactly what the Americans did. And that will be the proudest day of my 66 years on this planet so far.
Well, I hope Justin is shaking in his boots right now. I really do, because that man has to be taken out of power here in Canada. But, of course, he's just doing exactly what he's been told to do. He has no power.
Just like Joe Biden.
Well, he's just like a Joe Biden. He's like any of the puppets around the world. Merkel, the whole pile. They're just puppets. They're just doing exactly what they're being told to do. They're playing their part in the agenda right now. Oh, it's being ramped out. COVID-19, boy, I'll tell you what a year that's been. Hey, Roger, look what they've done with this so-called pandemic. You know, I kind of looked at, I looked into the definition of pandemic, and as far as I could see, I looked at three different sites. And
it's a pandemic that happens in the pan.
Yeah, that's it. Roger, and the frog is in there, and the frog's got his mask on, man. But anyways, all that being said, you know, what we've actually experienced with this so-called pandemic doesn't even, as far as I can understand, doesn't even reach the first level of description of a pandemic. The highest level of, I kind of looked at this because I really wanted to understand. Well, we know why they use the word pandemic, because it's so close to panic that it's just uncanny. But of course, that's the reason they wanted to use that word, because the word pandemic, it strikes fear into people's hearts. They think of the Spanish flu or something that has absolutely decimated populations. But this thing, as far as I can understand, doesn't even reach the first tier of a description of a pandemic. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I'm trying to get across to people, is that this doesn't even classify as a pandemic in any shape or form. Am I wrong?
Listen to me. Okay. We've got a half a dozen articles in the last couple of days up on the Liberty Beacon explaining just these points. There's a woman in the UK that just got arrested because she was going through hospitals with her phone and filming the fact that the hospitals were empty, even though the UK was screaming that they had overflow to the point where they couldn't even handle them in the hospitals anymore. Right. They literally sent her to jail. Okay. Stop and think about that. right. If you take a look at something that's supposed to be a scamdemic, I'm sorry, a plandemic, I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about. If you even stop to consider that, then let me ask you a question. Where the hell did the flu go this year? There's usually anywhere between, listen to me now, 30, okay, and 100,000 people dying every year from the flu. In the United States, the CDC admitted last year that there were over 85,000 deaths from the flu.
Hey, Roger. Last year.
Hello?
Yes, I have a question. Was that Gemma O'Doherty that you were mentioning? Yep. They've been arrested.
I'm not catching what you're asking.
The woman you said she got arrested for going around the hospitals.
I don't know what her name is. I read the article and I can't verify that's her name. Put me on the spot. Go ahead. Yes, she did get arrested for filming in the hospital. The article is on the Liberty Beacon. Right, Roger's right. Not bullcrapping. He just doesn't remember her name.
Right. No, I saw the same article, Roger, and I read it briefly. But you know what? I'm going to add to that because in Canada, Bonnie Crombie, the mayor of Mississauga, came on national TV and stated that the hospitals in Mississauga were overflowing, that they couldn't handle any more patients. Well, that same day, four independents got into both those hospitals and got video, current videos. And you know what, guys? It's the same story everywhere. There is nobody in the hospitals. How can these people get away with that kind of crap, Roger? In front of a national audience, making an outright total lie to the public, and the public is supposed to believe this, yet we keep proving them over and over again to be outright liars. How do they get away with that?
This thing, if taken by the facts, this doesn't have the knockdown power of last year's flu. If you stop to consider, there's another article sitting on the Liberty Beacon right now, and that is that gunshots and motorcycles may also be permissible to permit a death by COVID-19. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Basically, that's a little satire in the title, but basically what it's stating is there's still – it's still not – did you die from COVID-19? It's did you die with COVID-19? Now, I want to qualify that just a little bit because what I just said, okay, so if you ever had COVID-19, if you've had it in the last 30 days, that's their criteria, okay? If you've had COVID-19 or SARS-2 in the last 30 days, then the death certificate has to read death by COVID-19, all right? So I want to ask everybody out there, because you've all heard me say this and nobody's been able to prove that I'm wrong on this because I'm not. They've never isolated this virus ever, not once in any laboratory. OK, can I ask you a question? How the hell do you know if I had COVID-19 in the last 30 days? How do you know? Because you've never isolated this thing in a laboratory. So what they're stating over and over again, and if you take a look at the reported cases of flu and flu fatalities for this year, they are non-existent unless they've got a couple of hundred in there just so the page doesn't slam shut behind them.
Barry, can I add something else?
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Roger, you have to be asymptomatic.
Yes, I was getting to that. If you are asymptomatic, which means you don't have any symptoms, okay? If you are asymptomatic now, according to New York State, they can, if they can prove that you have the virus, even if you're asymptomatic, no symptoms whatsoever, they can now detain you and force vaccinate you. Not can now. This is what's in front of their legislature, a bill to be passed in New York State. Literally, you can be detained, isolated, and force vaccinated. Can I explain something to you? Anybody ever hear of the Nuremberg trials?
The Geneva Convention.
This is where we're headed right now. This is not a joke. January 6th, if you're anywhere near Washington, D.C., anywhere, if you're a couple hundred miles away, if you're 500 miles away, go there. because nothing is more important in your entire life at this point than making a freaking point. If we let this go, if we continue to be, let the programmed ignorance rule our lives, you have no clue what's coming, but I can guarantee you it's a hell of a lot worse than what you've already seen.
Just the tip of the iceberg of what's coming, Roger. If they get this by, then there'll be nothing that they will not try to pull on society. You know, I don't want to get into biblical, but of course the Bible does talk about this particular time and the mark of the beast and being able to drive, to buy, sell, and trade in society without it. And, you know, we talk about the vaccine, Roger. Well, you know, now we get this vaccine ramping up around the world. It, most people, like you said, aren't affected by this in any shape or form. But we have governments just pushing this vaccine as the cure-all, that help is on its way. And we have celebrities supporting it. And then we see people dying left, right, and center that are in the trials. And people are going, what the heck is going on here? But this has really gone crazy. Well, go ahead. But this has gone nuts.
Couple of people dying wouldn't be their biggest problem. Their biggest problem is that there are already a group of doctors that have stepped up over a month ago to state that these RNA style vaccines will sterilize males. Right. Hold on. A couple of days ago, another group of renowned scientists stepped up to say, hey, guess what? We just figured out after doing our research that this is going to pretty much has a real good chance of sterilizing a lot of females. Can I ask you a question? How many of you even know what the Georgia Guidestones are? Let me give you one of my favorite pieces from that. Keep the population of the planet Earth below 500 million in tune with nature. Of course, I paraphrase, not word for word, but that's the point, which means 7 billion of us have to go. 500 million can stick around as good little doobies, good little slaves. I am telling you, you're looking at a massive global push to vaccinate over 7 billion people. I'm not telling you they're going to be killing anybody. I'm not. And I'd be stupid to say that. There may be some who have reactions, just like every vaccine, and die. What I am saying is the sterility on this planet is about to drop off a freaking cliff. And we're being screamed at by two different sets of scientists telling us this is going to do really bad for the sterility of males, while another group is telling us this is going to do really bad for the sterility of females. When do we stop and listen? When?
Well, they're not the only ones, Roger. We have groups of doctors screaming about other aspects of this vaccine.
Yes.
You know, I mean, never in history has a vaccine been pushed through so quickly without proper testing, no animal testing, no long-term studies.
And why animal testing?
Well, yeah.
Why animal testing? Hold on, because as usual, you just dropped a huge hand grenade, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good thing. Animal testing. Let's do a little bit about animal testing here. This is an RNA vaccine. It will affect your DNA. Your DNA is the blueprint for everything that happens in your body, even how a cell is shaped, everything. That's your DNA. The RNA vaccines will affect them. That's an absolute fact. They're intended to. Now, why is the animal study so important here? What you do with a vaccine is you get an animal that has a very short cycle between births, okay? Some, you know, you can have how many generations over the course of the year from rats? A lot. So if you're going to do something that affects the DNA, what you need to understand before anything else is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 generations out, do we see any major changes as a result of these DNA modifications? That is the only way to tell. And if you don't do that, then every time you give a vaccine to anybody on this planet, it's a maybe. It's a cross your fingers and hope, because you didn't do the animal trials. In the case for expediency, They literally did away with the only mechanism that could have shown if the DNA modifications were going to be lethal or make such changes as to negate them using it, period. They didn't do them. We're about to change humanity's DNA. They're about to spread these vaccines across the entire planet. 50 years from now, anybody out there want to tell me what humanity's going to look like? Because they ain't got a clue now. All they did was roll the freaking dice. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, eugenics in full display, buddy, is what it is. And these people are very, very evil. I mean, whatever gave them the right to start playing around with our DNA, and where's that taking us? And what really are they trying to achieve by doing this? Like you said, animal trials are mandatory in any vaccine that's ever been brought forward to the public. Animal trials are required. And this was completely put away with. Why? And then you've got the Health Canada and the CDC and all these agencies approving this vaccine. Well, to me, there's a huge pile of people involved with this agenda. Roger, go ahead.
Do you know how much money the people who are pushing the vaccine the hardest actually have invested in it? Do you know what kind of kickbacks they get? Do you know how much Fauci is invested in? Let me tell somebody out there just so you can hook on to what I'm talking about. Okay, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. In the United States, most powerful health organization on the planet, if you ask me, CDC. Okay, what it? Barry, if you take a look at the fact that these vaccines, most of, at least 20 that I know of, and it may be more, the patents are owned by the CDC. The CDC has patents on vaccines. How can a government agency have patents and accept royalties from a vaccine? Well, it's very, very easy, and this may explain a little bit more to what's actually going on in this country. You may think the CDC is a government agency. It's not. It's a corporate identity unto itself. It is a corporate entity. That is not hard to prove. So the CDC is in it to make money. And you thought they were in it to keep you healthy. If that's the case, tell me why, since the concept of the CDC, America has fallen from the healthiest nation on the planet to the most chronically ill nation on the planet, bar none. Explain that one to me. You can't. Okay, Barry. Another little rant. Hello?
You're muted.
I'm sorry, I had my microphone muted.
I'm like, was I talking to nobody for the last
time? No, but well, Steve's told me many times that I have a bad habit.
You have a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I'm a fidgeter. I'm kind of always doing something. It's like, I don't know, like yep. My hands can't sit still when my mouth is moving. I don't know what that's all about. But anyways, I'll try and be quiet. I got a suggestion. what, Roger? The only way they're going to get a vaccine in my body is when my heart's not beating. So I guess if that time's coming, because I won't get one, period. That's where I draw the line. And I think you're going to see a large percentage of population starting to take that stance against the government. I know that 82,000 nurses have now signed on refusing to take this vaccine. That we see frontline workers now coming out in droves refusing to take this vaccine. And so they should. Because the preliminary trials are showing very, very negative results. And, boy, you start getting this in a mass population example, and what are we going to see? Like you said, we're not going to really know the examples or what this stuff is capable of doing for a couple, 3 years down the road from now. And by that time, they plan on having into all of us by then. Roger, this is insane.
How does it all slide together? How does it all connect together? Let's add another piece, another layer to the puzzle here. Let's talk about masks for a second, or maybe a couple of seconds, or maybe for a couple of minutes. What about masks? I just told you they're about to unload, and they're already unloading in the UK and other countries across the planet, the second wave, mutated virus.
Right. Okay. Deadly.
I'm going to explain something to you. Most people will say, I don't see that. But what most people are going to start to see very quickly, and you're already hearing reports of it, is the toxicity of wearing a mask all day long, day after day, especially those who figure, hey, I'll just grab the one I was wearing yesterday. Let me explain something to you people. When you breathe in, you take in stuff your body needs. When you breathe out, you're getting rid of things your body no longer needs or it has found toxic. Also, you got to understand that a lot of this stuff collects on that very fine mesh that you breathe in and out of. Even in operating theaters, they know for a fact, and it's already been proven, that masks after a certain point do more damage than they help. So what we're going to see and what we're already starting to see are respiratory illnesses on the increase, and it's going to become, oh, dare I say it, pandemic real soon.
Yeah.
You're going to see people all across the planet, and you already are, with respiratory illnesses climbing at a rate that there's no way you can understand it unless, one, there's a new pandemic in town, or two, they're forcing people to basically kill themselves by wearing masks for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Man, they sure got it figured out, Roger. I mean, all you have to do is tell them they got to wear a mask, and we know they're going to get sick. And then as soon as they start, we start seeing these spikes and these
it's COVID-19. Respiratory,
it's another strain coming out, guys. And, Yep. Wow, now we're going to put on a three-layer mask. And hang on, tracing apps. We've got to trace everybody now because this new one is even more dangerous. Look at all the rise in respiratory diseases we're seeing everywhere. It's just insane, but it's not because these guys are psychopaths. They sat down and figured all this out 25, 30 years ago, how they were going to unleash this on the public. And here it is, man.
Barry.
I know that Steve has been reading The Great Reset, COVID-19, that book by Klaus Schwab. And I know that he probably wants to say one or two things about that real quick before the hour's gone. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, what I wanted to ask Roger was I caught something this morning and I'm still about 5 hours away from being able to post anything on Facebook. I caught a 7-day ban, and I didn't save the article anywhere, but it was something to come out of the UK. They were talking about COVID is now being spread through minks and pigs, cows, chickens.
They got to kill them all.
Yeah, did you happen to? Well, I'm almost sure that it's, you know, small farms, but the big.
No. I didn't see it, but what you're seeing there is just the second wave. It already happened in the United States. As a matter of fact, a lot of cows, a lot of pigs, a lot of chickens, because they were tested and it was stated that they had a strain of COVID-19, which, again, how the hell did they know it's never been isolated? But that's not the point. There has been a lot of American meat and poultry that has been slaughtered. And a lot of the meat we're getting right now is coming from out of the country.
That's scary.
Take a look into it. Do a search online about COVID-19 causing the slaughter of cows and pigs, and you'll find many articles about it. So what's happening in the UK right now is basically a run-on of what, again, you got to bring the cowboys down first. It seems to have worked here.
Wow. So where is it going to stop, folks? When is it going to stop? Well, it's never going to stop.
I can tell you.
Unless we stop it. Go ahead.
The thing of it is, what everybody needs to understand by everything I've said, it all comes back to one point. Okay? Point here is, if you're waiting for your senator or your congressman or your president or your governor to step up and save you, don't hold your breath. If you are waiting for your neighbors to step up and take care of you, don't hold your breath. If you are waiting, okay, for God to step out of the heavens and smite all of the bad people, don't hold your breath. Want to know why? Because the only thing left between us and total tyranny, which will lead to a corporatist or a technocracy that none of you will like, the only thing between us and that is we the people. We are, listen to me, because don't be going, huh, and rolling your eyes into the back of your head, because let me tell you who we are. We are one of the most powerful organizations on the planet. We the people. Yes, we are. We literally are. This is what Yamamoto was saying to Hirohito. And today there are over 350 million, some say as high as 500 million guns in private hands, and a vast majority of them, well over 80%, belong to, guess who? The conservatives and the liberals. We are a very, very powerful voice. That voice is going to start making itself heard for the first time in a long time with a very high-pitched screech right in the middle of Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You want to know how we make this right? We step up, because I'm going to tell you something. If all you're going to do is complain about everything you heard on this show, if all you're going to do is roll your eyes into the back of your head and say, this guy is nuts, when everything goes south, don't even come to me, because the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what the hell did you do? That's where we're at right now. It's us or nothing.
I would have to agree with you, Roger. I, you know, we talked about this time coming up for years on shows that,
yep,
you know, all these things were going to start happening in society, and they were going to use different mechanisms to bring society to its knees. I agree with you right now. A false flag, a major false flag event in the United States of America would serve their means in many different ways. So that's a very real possibility. It's going to be a crazy time coming up here for the next 10 days. I have to believe that things, that justice will prevail, that right will prevail, and that this whole charade will come to an end, and America can get back to doing what it's supposed to do. But until that time comes, I'm going to be sitting on pins and needles, because we don't know who's going to turn and who isn't. And that's the big question I have right now. So let's just watch. Pretty crazy week coming up. I wish I could be in Washington to watch it, man. I would like to be there. I really would. And I'm a Canadian. Go ahead.
If you stop to consider what we're about to see, and I really do believe that the number is going to be impressive enough that even those sitting or standing, whatever the case may be, in the hallowed halls of Congress will say, am I going to be here next year if I do something stupid today? Or am I going to be here in 2 years or whatever? The thing of it is, there's only three things that will save this country right now. And if we have the first, we will go for the second two, because there are enough people here that actually understand this. And this applies to every supposed democratic processed nation on the planet. Okay. The things we absolutely need is we need the people to step up. That's one. Number two, we must remove all money from politics. A senator will be given so much by the government for his campaign. A congressman will be given so much. A presidential candidate will be given so much, and not a penny more. No outside money whatsoever. Everybody's on an even playing field. Doesn't matter whether your name's Rockefeller or your name's Pitimundo. It doesn't matter. That's the second thing. What's the third thing? Term limits. Because if you've got a congressman that can't be there for more than 6 years, or a senator that can't be more there for more than 12 years, they're pretty much going to have to watch what they say and do, because that's not their do all end all career. They have to go back and face the masses who put them there. So those are the three things that this country needs in order to get back on the path of a constitutional republic. We the people standing up, get the damn money out of politics, and make sure that they can't spend a lifetime pleasing everybody but us. Term limits. That's about the best it'll get.
Well, hopefully those changes will come, Roger, because the way it's working right now, it sure ain't working. Well, in Canada, you got, at least down in the States, you have a little bit of a system of checks and balances. We don't have that in Canada. Once we have a prime minister in with a majority, and of course they say that Trudeau has a minority, but in reality he has a majority because the NDP and the Liberals are working together in Canada. There's absolutely no distance between the two parties. So we in effect do have majority a government in Canada, and they're just doing whatever they want. There's no pushback, nothing that Canadians can do right now to stop anything this government wants to do. And that is wrong. That has got to change because they have never yet listened to the people, and they will not listen to the people. They're absolutely destroying this country right now, Roger, at light speed. What's going up here, it absolutely astounds me that Canadians are so willingly cognitive, just don't want to see what is going on around them, that they want to stay in their little bubbles. But if you go on the internet for 3 hours and study anything that Trudeau has done here in the last couple of years, your blood will start boiling. But Canadians are still walking around like everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. And all we can do is keep talking, Roger. Some will hear us, and a lot won't.
No, because I already see that. And as a matter of fact, I probably blew up for about 10 minutes on this show explaining that. I am seeing a ripple going across this country. And what's it carrying with it? It's carrying an awakening. I know there are more Americans today saying, why? How come? What the hell? There are more Americans saying that today than I have ever seen in my life. And I was born in the middle 50s. I'm telling you, it is happening. And it's not only happening here. It just happened in Hungary. It just happened in Poland. It's happening across the planet. People are saying, we've just about had enough of this crap.
I agree, Roger. I see it happening everywhere else but Canada. So
I didn't say Canada.
We are the most. I don't know what to say about Canadians. I really don't, Roger, because they're my fellow Canadians right now. I don't know how to put it in words. Well, just the fact that they can't stand up, it just drives me nuts when I see so much danger coming, and I know what it's going to represent to my children, and I am fighting every day to try and stop this, and yet my fellow Canadians are just in a daze. I see it in America. I don't see it in droves in Canada yet, but I do see people waking up here, but not quite quick enough, in my opinion. And that being said, we got about 2 minutes. We got about a minute left. I have to let you go, buddy. The hour's gone by. It's 3 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm going to have to let you go for another couple of weeks, but we'll get you back in, of course, very soon, and we'll continue this conversation. Thanks for joining me today, Roger. Always a pleasure to have you in.
There'll be a whole lot of changes by the next time we talk, my friend.
I know. So it'll make for a good conversation. Okay, Roger, I got to let you go, my friend.
Take care.
Okay, guys, I'll be back in about 3-4 minutes with Pat King. Hang on. We'll be right back.